Hi, I'm Shannon, and like I said, I'm with an anti-capitalist group in Ottawa, and I'm on the caravan. Today, I was at the University of Guelph, and when I first got there, I was like wanted to catch up on some news, and so I went over to the TV lounge at the university, and I wanted to see what they were reporting on the Palestinian occupation. And so I know that I shouldn't expect much from CNN, right? But I like to see what comes through on the media. And what came through today was a message from the President of the United States that the President wants peace. So a spokesperson from the White House told the world that George W. Bush wants peace. The President wants peace. When I heard that, I felt really angry. And it still makes me angry. And I think what I want to look at is how the G8 is dominated by the G1, the United States of America. And together, the G8 collaborates for their particular brand of peace. And what I want to stress is that it isn't peace that they're pushing for, and that no peace can ever come from the G8 nations' collaboration on global governance. So this collaboration is what I see as the latest in a long line of imperialists and colonizers. And I still see the effects of colonialism every day in Ottawa. It's no coincidence that the people living in the shelters, on the streets, and in the jails are, for the, like a lot of the percentage of these people are Aboriginal people. I don't think it's any coincidence that people who flee northern communities where nations have been relocated off of their land and into high unemployment and high dependence on the government. So it's no coincidence that these people flee these northern communities. So what do women find when they come to Ottawa, leaving their northern communities? They find no housing, they find shit jobs, they find a loss of community, and they don't find any peace. But this is the legacy that the G8 has learned from. And what I want to say is that G8 doesn't make peace, but they make a big mess of people's lives instead. And whether it's in Palestine, in African nations, or on the streets in Ottawa, the G8 are creating disorder and suffering and death and not peace. Living in Ottawa, I work in emergency shelter system, and I see that the neoliberal pro-corporate control model that's pushed by the G8 affects people's everyday lives. And I see the mess that's made by the G8. I see that trauma is brought to people's lives in my community, and I participate in immediate needs work there. Women who come to Ottawa's emergency shelters come from various contexts, come from poverty, abuse, struggles with immigration, housing crisis, coming from the everyday violence of colonialism. Often women come to these shelters facing several of these problems at once. I've met women who are fleeing abuse, looking at the housing shortage, having nowhere to go, and also have no papers or having immigration problems, have no social insurance number. So these are women in crisis, and that's what a crisis is when you have no options on several fronts. When women have no social insurance number and no access to social services, that's a crisis. And at one shelter that I worked at, we would provide these services to women anyway. Women could stay, and we would work on getting the documentation. But we had to be careful, right? Because there would be problems for both the women and the shelter if, say, Citizenship and Immigration Canada were to find out. So women in the situation could be facing deportation and or being held in custody, and the shelter would also face repercussions. So what I want to highlight is that the shelter system is not able to openly challenge immigration policy or process. And it would be seen as aside from the mandate for these shelters, which is supposed to be focused on women in crisis. And basically what the shelter system is mandated to do is to clean up after the policies and the reality that extends from the agenda of the G8. The policies are focused on the restriction of movement of people and on the drive for profit and trade. And I really think we need to question how long we're going to engage in only cleaning up after the G8. And when do we say stop and attack the source of the problem? In Ottawa, I've been involved in street outreach as well, and I've seen how sick people are who live on the street. I see that homeless people have little or no access to medical care. one day I was out on outreach with a friend of mine, and we were saying hi to some people who were living under a bridge, and it was a couple, and we go and, you know, give out smokes, see what's going on. And we wake up a woman, say hi, she's doing all right, and then we talk to her, want to talk to her partner, try to wake him up, and he's not going to wake up. He's having some serious medical problem, right? So what do you do when somebody's having a serious medical problem? You call 911, you want the ambulance there, right? Well, you know, when you're calling from underneath a bridge in Ottawa, the ambulance really doesn't give a fuck. So it takes several calls. It can take an hour. And I really have to think about how long would it take for an ambulance to come if I was in the Glebe, which is a more wealthy area of Ottawa, or if I was in Rockcliffe, which is an even wealthier area of Ottawa. And so what I see is that there's discrimination when people are poor and are marginalized or have an addiction. And what I see is that women become illegal residents of the shelters that I work in. And I see this as directly extending from the policies of the GA. And I think that this work is really important, this immediate needs work. It's about being human. It's about participating in the lives of people who live in my community. But I also recognize that it's damage control for the GA. And I think we need to think about, why are people on the street? And that it's connected to the G8. The Common Sense Revolution cut welfare 21%. And this was done during housing crisis. And affordable housing was cut. And this policy is totally in line with the policy that's pushed by the G8. It's about a neoliberal agenda. And I think that this immediate needs work is important. And like I said, it's about being human. But we can only be cleaning up after capitalism, we can only be cleaning up after racism and abuse for so long. And then finally we have to say, like, enough is enough, and we can't let it go on. Because people are dying, people are being deported, and people are isolated. We need to confront the people, the problems, and the institutions that are perpetrating these problems. And I'm not saying that this is easy, but I'm saying that we really don't have a choice. And the kind of peace that the G8 is interested in is in opposition to basic, like, to human dignity and to the autonomy of our communities. And on another note, the peacekeepers in Ottawa are already beginning the media war that's leading up to the G8 protests that are going to be happening. In Ottawa, we have a public order unit, which are also referred to as snatch squads. This is also riot police. So they're working a public relations campaign. And they're interested in letting the public know about what they do. And so they've kicked their campaign off with, it's called The Face Behind the Mask. It's totally ridiculous. And so they invited the media to watch them march around in an Ottawa arena. And like, this is along the lines of what Andrea was talking about with public consultations. It's to let the public know, yet the public's not invited. So they marched around without shields, without the dogs, without the tasers, without the guns, without the tear gas. Basically, they marched without their riot gear, which they normally have. They wore overalls and helmets. And in reality, these snatch squads are riot cops, and they have guns, they have tasers, they have shields, they have batons, they have all these things. They wear full gear. They don't wear, like, cuddly little overalls. They look like RoboCop. So basically, the public order units are used at protests, and this is part of the peace that is promoted by the G8, and more every day the peace is kept through beatings of people who are living on the street or who are isolated. And I'm totally disgusted by their idea of peace and the misery they make of human lives and through their economic and social policy. And I really have to think that resistance is our only option. So, because we're human, right? And I work in a system that is about being human and caring. And often we directly feel the impacts of these policies, but we need to oppose it as well. And I think the Take the Capital campaign that's coming up in Ottawa is one form of resistance that we can take up. And I think that there's many others. And I've seen that in every community that I've visited on this caravan, that people are resisting in these communities as well. I think it's still, like, worthwhile for us to come together and resist on the specific days when the G8 is going to going to be in Kananaskis. Ottawa is where the, like, the Canadian home for the G8, basically, all year round. It's the host city of the host, it's the capital city of the host country for the G8. And we're the host city all year round. And so I think it's important for us to speak out. So we're going to have, on the 26th, a day of direct actions. And I really encourage people to get a group together and to come up with, either to plug into the organizing that's happening or to come up with a direct action that you want to participate in, and to come to the consulta that'll be happening in May on the 25th and 26th, and to bring your ideas there. And on the second day, we're going to be having a march, which is pro First Nations and immigrant rights, and it's also anti-war, and it's going to be under the banner "No One Is Illegal." And I think that these 2 days are going to be very important, and that, and also because I've told you why I think Ottawa is a particularly good place to do this. But it's not only me who thinks that it's a good place to do this. People from all over the Northeast region have come together and decided together that Ottawa is the place where they want to meet. So it was a group decision. It wasn't just Ottawa calling in action. So in Ottawa, we have government buildings that are the headquarters for the participation in the War on Terror that Andrea was speaking about before. We have the Department of National Defense, we have the U.S. Embassy, we have the Israeli Embassy, the Justice Department that's putting out these new bills, and the War at Home is also operated from Ottawa. We have Citizenship and Immigration Canada, we have the Department of Indian Affairs and Northern Development. And their head office is in Ottawa for corporations and that are pushing for the privatization of social services and healthcare, corporations that are actively a part of this in Ontario. We also have the Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, which is a part of the neocolonialist initiatives in Africa. We have the business associations and crown corporations that are interested in having the governments supply them with open markets and voiceless populations. So I encourage you to take part and take the capital, because I think it's time for us to mess with the G8, because they've been screwing with our communities for long enough, and I think their rhetoric of peace is totally empty and a complete lie. And I think we can say enough is enough with cleaning up after the neoliberal agenda, and it's time for us to fight for real peace and real justice. Thanks.